From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Wildfires, a wild election, and the shocking execution of a police officer had you talking to us last week. Firefighters are continuing to battle multiple wildfires this weekend as New Jersey's desperately dry conditions continue. Jeremy Weber is with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. He says since November, they have had to battle more than 100 wildfires.
Crews are obviously getting tired because they've been running, but we will continue to do our job the best we can.
The Garden State is still extremely dry. We just hit a drought level that hasn't been seen here in over two decades. Rain may be on the way, but it is not going to pull us out of this unprecedented dry spell.
According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map, 20% of the Garden State is under the extreme drought category.
The Pinelands over to the coast.
State climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers says the last time that happened was October 2002. Any rain this weekend won't magically fill reservoirs in the state, but Robinson says it can be useful in the short term by reducing fire danger.
And that's the greatest concern of immediacy right now, is how bone dry, how tinder dry, if you will, our state is.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There are horrifying new details released about the murder of a South Jersey detective. During a detention hearing for the suspects in Sergeant Monica Mosley's death, prosecutors revealed she was getting ready for bed when three men kicked down her front door. She managed to get off three shots from her service weapon, hitting one suspect in the chest. He survived. Investigators say she was shot first in the knee, falling to the ground. As she raised her hand to defend herself, she was shot in the wrist. A suspect then fired a bullet into the back of her head, execution style. That was the fatal shot. Prosecutors have still not disclosed if she knew any of her attackers or speculated on a motive for the attack. Kamala Harris won New Jersey in her losing bid to capture the presidency, but she greatly underperformed compared to Joe Biden here 4 years ago. Trump, who only won five New Jersey counties in 2020, flipped seven counties that were won by Biden and finished just 5 points behind Harris in New Jersey, showing a much wider swath of support in New Jersey compared to 4 years ago. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning, I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable the app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent every morning right to your phone. For the most part, Election Day voting in New Jersey was smooth in 20 of our 21 counties. But that was not the case in Burlington County, where the last vote was not cast until 2 a.m. Wednesday morning. Long lines and big delays were the norm, as a county spokesman repeatedly denied there were any problems and blamed high turnout. Doug was a 20-year-old first-time voter. He got caught in those lines, says he had wished for a mail-in ballot.
I got there probably about 7:30, and I didn't leave until just 12:30.
He says even once he got inside the polling location, he still had another 40-minute wait. Burlington County officials say it is unacceptable voters had to wait hours to cast their ballot on Election Day.
In a statement Wednesday, the Burlington County Commissioners said they're taking action to make sure future elections run more smoothly. They've expressed support for a bipartisan, top-to-bottom review of election procedures to figure out why so many voters had to wait hours to cast their ballots. Some people had to wait until 2 a.m. to vote. The commissioners say every vote will be counted, though it's unknown how many voters gave up and left early. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, New Jersey has one less dry town after last Tuesday's election. A solid majority of voters in Haddon Heights decided to permit liquor licenses in the town. Haddon Heights had been a dry town since 1904. It has no liquor stores or bars. License holders will be allowed to sell alcoholic beverages for on- and off-premises consumption. New Jersey will still have 29 dry towns, including five each in Cumberland and Salem counties. The engineer who was killed when her train hit a fallen tree did see it on the tracks and hit the emergency brakes, but it was too late. The train hit the tree and continued another 900 feet before stopping. A branch from the tree smashed through the windshield and killed 41-year-old engineer Jessica Haley. The NTSB has released more details about what happened, but continues to investigate how it happened. A lawyer for Haley's family is suing New Jersey Transit, claiming other Riverline trains have had similar accidents, and NJT knew of the dangers of falling trees, but did nothing to remove them before they fell on the tracks. New Jersey schools educate our kids, but they're also charged with keeping them safe. School officials say that's getting harder to do and much more expensive.
Just like everyone else, we have to deal with inflation, we have to deal with costs, and we have to deal with upgrades.
That's Mary Jane Garibay. She's superintendent of schools in Colts Neck. She says wages have gone up for the special law enforcement officers that monitor the halls and property. It was Donald Trump during his first term as president that took away a huge tax deduction for New Jerseyans. He capped the federal deduction for state and local property taxes at $10,000. The so-called SALT cap is set to expire at the end of 2025. On the campaign trail this time, Trump promised to get rid of the SALT cap and so much more to lower taxes. Many are watching and hoping that he follows through to provide tax relief to middle-class families in New Jersey. Now that it is November, stores have already begun promoting holiday sales.
They're advertising the deals earlier, and some retailers are starting them earlier.
Deborah Fowler, a hospitality and retail management expert, says the deals start earlier every year. This year, she says it's because of the economy. Retailers are trying to stretch out the season so they can hit their marks. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content's available anytime on demand. Just go to nj1015.com and click on demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.